neutralize destructive wave patterns. This is the Zeroid process, and it is available to you at the American Family Clinic. It is painless and non-invasive. If you want to optimize your health by using this advanced energy technology, call 1-800-205-6245 and make an appointment today. That's 1-800-205-6245.
Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network, and I think many Americans are beginning to wake up to the fact we have a problem with immigration. But, of course, most people get sidetracked. As we mentioned yesterday morning, should we build the fence 20 feet high or 25 feet high? Should we have sensors along the border? Should we have troops along the border? Perhaps have the National Guard stationed there. What should we do? And nobody wants to talk about just enforcing the laws that are already on the books. If we did that, why, there wouldn't be jobs for the illegal immigrants. They'd go home. And they say, how could you possibly round up 20 million people in America? And the answer is, you can't. You just dry up their jobs. But they don't want a solution. They want the problem. And really, to dramatize the problem, I've asked Frosty Wolvage to come on with this morning. He had written a wonderful article recently in News with Views based upon a talk that had been given by Governor Lamb, who should be familiar with those of you who live there in Colorado, because, of course, Governor Lamb was the governor of Colorado for a time. But and usually on some of his positions, I would disagree with him. But on this issue, I think he was right on. It apparently been invited to give a talk, and well, I'm going to let Frosty tell you the story. Frosty, you pick up the story.
Thank you very much, Stan, and it's a pleasure to be with you this morning. And to all Americans, there's no question that we are facing what many consider the greatest threat to this republic since the Civil War. And that's been over 100 years. And one of the things that really faces us much more than a debate back then is that the United States of America has no longer external threats. It's not the enemy out there. We don't have to go fight World War II on somebody else's lands. We don't have to go to Vietnam or Korea and fight the enemy that somehow was making a threat toward us, or at least it was perceived by our politicians. As we now know, Vietnam and Korea and many of the other things we've done around the world weren't a threat at all, simply our politicians dreamed stuff up. However, today we face an internal threat that grows by the thousands every day. And almost 4 years ago, I attended a conference in Washington, D.C., and it was heralded as one of the really the big conferences for the population crisis and the immigration crisis by FAIR and the Writers' Workshop. And some of the really great governors, and certainly there were senators and congresspersons there, and a lot of the media. Georgianne Geyer was there, Ellen Goodman. I met some of them. And at the same time, I know Governor Dick Lamb personally, and he's a man of a tremendous vision, and he was the governor of Colorado. Tom Tancredo was there, in fact, received three standing ovations. He was one of the harbingers, if I may, that really saw this great crisis we face and has been, of course, in the forefront across the nation in the last 5, 6, 7 years. And what happened was, at that conference, Mexifornia, a book written by Victor Davis Hanson, had made its first impact. And he gave a speech right there at that conference, and it was just outstanding. And I was like 25 feet away from this man, who is a professor at a major college there in Southern California, and he lives on the border, essentially, and he also is married to a Mexican-American wife. And he has deep roots in the Hispanic society and culture, and his family is very much that. And yet he wrote a book, this Mexifornia, that literally showed how Mexico was turning California into another Mexico with all the consequences of all the drugs and the gangs and the murders and the rapes and the illegalities and the corruption, the forgeries of documents, the use of welfare, you name it. Mexifornia actually depicts or shows how to destroy America. And after his speech, everybody gave him a big hand, and then Governor Lamb strode up to the podium. And he gave this speech that was so spellbinding, it was an honor to be there to hear it, and it certainly was an honor to write a book about it. After the book, after the speech, How to Destroy America, I talked to Governor Lamb and I said, may I take your book as the foundation of a book that I'm going to write? And I titled it Immigration's Unarmed Invasion, Deadly Consequences. And I took those 8 points on how to destroy America and added my own 4. And that's what we'll discuss today, because it's now coming into greater fruition than ever before. And so that when you know something, such as if you have cancer and you know it, you can do something about it. You can actually cut it out, or you can treat it. You can neutralize it. You can mitigate it. And so today I'd like to show you how the United States is being destroyed and then some of the things that you can do to change that. If I may use a quote very quickly, the problems in the world today are so enormous, they cannot be solved with the level of thinking that created them, unquote. That was by one of the great minds of the 20th century, it was Albert Einstein. And one of the things I would really appreciate all listeners across America that are listening to this program, we need to step out of the 20th century and start thinking in the 21st century with creativity and new ideas that will fit the challenges and the problems we face today with new ideas, new creative process, because all the consequences and all the problems of the 20th century cannot be solved with the old thinking. And so I really engage you, and I want to challenge you to really step into the 21st century and become a part of the solutions instead of a part of the complaints. Now, the ways that the United States are being destroyed are, again, eightfold, and in fact, plus 4. And they're very basic. Even with the facade of Homeland Security, according to Time Magazine, and September the 12th of 2004, in an article written by 2 Pulitzer Prize-winning authors, Who Left the Door Open?, we now know that approximately 3 million illegal aliens are crossing U.S. borders annually from the north and from the south, and visa overstayers. America is becoming the depository, if you will, of the desperately poor of the third world.
And we will be back here in just a moment with Frosty Woolridge to begin to explore this whole idea of what is happening to America and how this is going to change America forever if our president has his way. We'll be right back.
Constitutional Moments are brought to you throughout the day through the generosity of CNC Prototype Machine, Boulder, Colorado.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennis Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
Modern Bible scholars teach that the church will miraculously be kept from the tribulation in an event called the rapture. Yet the Bible is strangely quiet about such an event. The Watchman's Cry is a fascinating new book by Obadiah Frank that makes the study of the last days understandable. Using clear explanations, the notion that the church will be raptured before the time of the Great Tribulation is proven a dangerous deception. The Watchman's Cry is available from the American Freedom Network for only $10 postpaid. Call 1-800-205-6245.
Hi, this is Lana of Griffin Automotive, one of the proud sponsors of Rabbi Spivak's program. We are family-owned and operated, your new car alternative, specializing in one-owner, low-mileage Hondas, Toyotas, and Subarus, meticulously maintained. price from $2,000 to $10,000. See us at Foothills and Pearl in Boulder or call us at 303-447-9991. 303-447-9991.
Insulin, Our Silent Killer, is a new book written by scientist Thomas Smith. In this self-help manual for diabetes and other blood sugar handling problems, you will learn the true cause of this disease and, more importantly, what you can do about it.
Insulin, Our Silent Killer is available from the American Freedom Network for only $25 postpaid. Call 1-800-205-6245.
It's extensively referenced with helpful tables to learn what foods are good and which ones are not. This is a must-read for everyone.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network, and while our boys are fighting overseas in Iraq for democracy, why, we are losing America. Iraq is just a diversion. If we're concerned about democracy in Iraq, why are we concerned about democracy in China and in Saudi Arabia? I mean, Vietnam was a diversion to take our attention away from how America was being transformed in the 1960s and 1970s. Iraq is a diversion to keep us from recognizing the fact that America, our culture, and our future as a sovereign nation are under attack today, and leading that attack is the President of the United States, who is firmly committed to globalization and to merging the United States with Mexico and Canada. His loyalty is not to our nation. And when you understand that, you can understand why he calls the Minutemen vigilantes, why he refuses to address this issue, why he wants to make all the illegal aliens perfectly legal, and then we wouldn't have a problem. It's sort of like making rape legal, and then it's no longer a problem, is it? Well, America is being raped today. Our culture is being destroyed. And it is not simply George Bush. He's simply a symbol of the problem with the leadership of both political parties, whose allegiance is not to America, but to a globalist dream. And with that as the background, Frosty, you pick up the story.
Yes, and thank you, Dr. Stan. And one of the things that you can even go right now to the White House, that there's a White House website that's now all in Spanish.
Isn't that nice?
And so that all of these illegal aliens who've come to this country without any intention of investing in America, they've broken our borders, they have broken our federal laws, they are in violation of our state laws and local laws, undermining our working poor and our middle class. And if you noticed the great demonstrations across the nation in Chicago and L.A. and Denver and Atlanta, hundreds of thousands, millions of these illegal aliens are now demonstrating for their rights and also waving the American flag. And if you go to that website, it's in Spanish. You can't read it, of course, unless you can read Spanish. But the President of the United States is pandering to the illegal aliens and those who would not assimilate, those who would not become a part of the American dream. And that's the kind of president, and certainly a complicit Congress, that are moving us toward the loss of our sovereignty and, again, destroying this nation.
And you know, I think it should be so obvious to our listeners. These nationwide demonstrations were well-organized and well-financed. We know that the communists were doing this, but this whole movement has been funded by the Ford Foundation and by our own government, other foundations. Their loyalty is not to America, and they simply used the communists to mobilize the people to demand for the changes in our society. That's what it's all about. The very people of great wealth have a different agenda, and they fund these radical leftists then who demonstrate, and then the Senate and Congress give in to this demand, and we make all these people, and there's not 10 or 12 million aliens. The figure is 20 billion. We have that from government sources. But they can't tell the American people the implications, because once they're legal, once they're citizens, then they can bring all of their family here, and we'll have 60 million people. What is it that's going to do to America? And before long, it'll be 100 and 200 million. And will you pick up the story, Frosty?
Thank you, Dr. Stan. And there's no question, ladies and gentlemen, I did a piece called If the Guest Worker Program is approved and passed into law, we can expect somewhere between 50 and 60 million foreigners now illegally, you know, the beginning of, they will bring in their wives, they will bring in their children, and of course we'll have 50 to 60 million desperately third world poor and uneducated, speaking multiple languages, literally thrust into our country to literally transform it not into a greater country, but into the same third world country that they fled, because there is no way that they can or do have the kind of academic propensities. They don't have the academic thrust or determination. Here in Denver, Colorado, we have virtually a 70% dropout, flunk-out rate of the illegal alien students and Hispanic students. We have children having children at the age of 13, 14, and 15, and that's the norm down in Mexico. And so, Lam, if we go back to this How to Destroy America, the number one of these points, he said, and I quote, "If you believe that America is too smug, too self-satisfied, too rich, then let's destroy America. It is not hard to do. No nation in history has survived the ravages of time. Arnold Toynbee, the great historian, observed that all great civilizations rise and fall, and that an autopsy of history would show that all great nations commit suicide." And he says, you know, here's how we do it. Number one, turn America into a bilingual or multilingual and bicultural country. And again, history shows that no nation can survive the tension, the conflict, and the antagonisms of two or more competing languages and cultures. Truly, it's a blessing for an individual to be bilingual. In fact, my brother Howard speaks five languages. However, it is a curse to be a bilingual society. And the historical scholar Seymour Lipset put it this way: the histories of bilingual and bicultural societies that do not assimilate are the histories of turmoil, tension, and tragedy. You can look to Canada. You can look to the Quebec there, and Nauwe, voting to secede from Canada, and the seething passions there. You look to Belgium, Malaysia, Lebanon. Look at the differences because of the language crises. All face national existence crises in which minorities oppress for autonomy, if not independence. You look at Pakistan and Cyprus have divided. If you look at Nigeria, they suppressed an ethnic rebellion. France faces unbelievable problems with its Muslim immigrants, and they're all legal, and yet they are firebombing cars and creating riots and havoc, and of course tremendous ghetto and poverty systems, because they simply do not and are not capable of moving into the 21st century. And that's what's happening here. If you look at the Reconquista de Aztlan, there is a movement by the Mexicans to simply retake the four border states and even beyond. There are now 56 Mexican consulates here in America, aiding and abetting and embedding, if you will, illegal aliens into our major cities. And the Vicente Fox and his lieutenants, I think it was Castaneda, said just in the last 2 months that they expect that America will become the sixth electoral district for Mexico, and that these Mexicans will be voting for any and all Mexican empowerment in our country. And of course, they're pushing for dual citizenship, and they actually have it from Vicente Fox right now. And so what you're seeing is a new cultural apartheid, Dr. Stan. You're seeing an ethnic apartheid being created right in front of our eyes by President Bush, by those in the Congress, because they're using us as guinea pigs. They're using us as a grand experiment for this new world order, this one world government, and it has never succeeded. It will not succeed. It cannot succeed simply because it goes against human nature.
But of course, it will destroy this country.
Oh, absolutely.
America is under attack from within today, and while our boys are overseas fighting for democracy, why we're losing our freedom at home.
That's exactly correct. And you can see it building. It's quickening now, because those forces that want to undermine the Constitution and the sheer numbers of illegal aliens in this country with their sympathizers and the funding by the Ford Foundation, by the way, is not the car company, also the Southern Poverty Law Center, all these, and then also Reconquista, the Aztlan, go to the Aztlan.net, I think you'll see it. And one of the nasty things about the Aztlan movement is that it is growing because the numbers of illegals in this country are growing to such well over 20 million. Their motto is, for the Hispanic race, everything, anyone outside the race, nothing. You now see racism being reversed and against all American citizens, whether they're black or whether they're white or whether they're red or whether they're yellow or whatever. You're seeing a reverse racism, and if you can imagine, once they get into power, they will not really care about what we think. And so Lamb continued on how to destroy America, and he said, invent multiculturalism and encourage immigrants to maintain their own culture. And he said, I would make it an article of belief that all cultures are equal, there are no cultural differences. I would make it an article of faith that the black and Hispanic dropout rates are due to prejudice and discrimination by the majority, and that every other explanation is out of bounds. As an educator myself in Denver, Colorado since 1973, we used to have graduation rates of well over 90-95% in the high schools. Last spring, at the Denver Public Schools, housing 30,000 illegal aliens and having 40 different languages spoken, had about 67% dropout rate. I'll give you the exact numbers. In the 5-year study, there were 5,663 students starting in 8th grade in 1999 in the Denver Public Schools. In the May of 2005, only 1,884 graduated. So do the math, and you'll see that we're looking at a severe 65% plus dropout flunkout rate. And in the process, one in five teachers, 20% of the teachers, quit or transferred out of the Denver Public Schools because of the chaos of the classroom, the violence in the classrooms. Kids were getting stabbed to death in the classrooms. And the teachers, of course, were literally at risk. And the same things that happened to Columbine were literally happening in all the other Denver Public Schools, just on a slower day-to-day basis. And then you have to realize that the 4 points of a Republican form of government require that you have a population of citizens that, number one, have a high education, that they're highly educated, and so that this country can think and work and solve problems and challenges. And number two, you have to have a population that buys into a similar moral code. And number three, you have to have a population that buys into and accepts a similar ethical system and abides by it. And number four, a society needs to have a single language so that it can discuss and that it can debate and come to resolution and solve its problems.
And that is one reason they have always objected to having an English as the primary language of this country. This is long-term planning. Senator Hayakawa tried in 1988 to have English official language of this country, and the globalists blocked that. Why? Because they wanted to create this division, this where you could play one group against the other. And believe me, the Spanish are being used in this whole thing. They're cannon fodder in this revolutionary movement that they have created within our country to destroy America. The traitors are not overseas. They're in Washington, D.C.
You know,
are being used.
As a matter of fact, I certainly agree with you, and it's so very evident. In fact, it's called Washington, D.C. I call it Washington, the District of Criminals. And if you look at the kinds of criminals that are there, whether it's John McCain or it's Nancy Pelosi or whether it's Teddy Kennedy or whether it's Arlen Specter or whether it's Joe Baca of California, any and all of those men and women who stand against the U.S. Constitution, have not served it, and are in violation of their oaths of office, they're the ones using us for the guinea pigs. And as you can see, and you have seen in just the last number of months, the consequences grow much like they exploded in Paris, France. We are in for the same kind of debacle. If you look at what happened in Sydney, Australia, and I've been both in Sydney and in Paris, and certainly last summer I was there, the debacle is coming. This nation, essentially, everything looked great before 9/11. On 9/10, everything was going along, life was going, so forth and so on. But all of a sudden, and then, you know, even before Katrina, life was just fine in Louisiana, and no one was thinking about anything, and they just went about their lives. And yet, what happened, of course, was beyond earth-shaking, society-shaking. And so here we are, moving toward the next social, cultural, linguistic Katrina. And he says right here in the next point, and we'll come up with it next.
We'll be back in just a moment with Foster Woodridge.
Of Griffin Automotive, one of the proud sponsors of Rabbi Spivak's program. We are family-owned and operated, your new car alternative, specializing in one-owner, low-mileage Hondas, Toyotas, and Subarus, meticulously maintained, priced from $2,000 to $10,000. See us at Foothills in Pearl in Boulder, or call us at 303-447-9991. 303-447-9991.
The Worldwide First Annual Ten Commandments Weekend is the first weekend in May, and you're invited to attend and participate in local events. You'll hear talented musicians and dynamic presentations on all Ten Commandments. Plus, you'll meet many friendly people who share your interests. You'll get a free book called Ten Commandments Twice Removed. There'll be a free gospel concert and free lunch. Bring your family and friends and join us Saturday, May the 6th from 11 till 2 p.m. outside the Johnstown Seventh-day Adventist Church at 1005 Southwest 1st Street in Johnstown.
Insulin, Our Silent Killer, is a new book written by scientist Thomas Smith. In this self-help manual for diabetes and other blood sugar handling problems, you will learn the true cause of this disease and, more importantly, what you can do about it.
Insulin, Our Silent Killer is available from the American Freedom Network for only $25 postpaid. Call 1-800-205-6245.
It's extensively referenced with helpful tables to learn what foods are good and which ones are not. This is a must-read for everyone.
Article 4. The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrant shall be issued but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the places to be searched and the persons or things to be seized.
Pure drinking water is essential to a healthy life, and everyone using the British Birkfield and Berkey series of water filters will benefit by adding the PF4 reduction elements to their system. The PF4 works to help absorb MTBE, fluoride, lead, and arsenic, as well as DBCPs, THMs, and various pesticides and herbicides, and heavy metal ions. A set of four PF4 filters are available for only $85 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network. Our guest this morning is Frosty Woolridge. We're talking about what's really going on in America today. And tragically, the average American has little idea how this is being manipulated from the top to transform America, to merge us into this one world government. But first, of course, to merge us with Mexico. This is what it's about. And to raise our living standard to that of the Mexican peasant. Pick up the story there, Frosty.
Thank you, Dr. Stan. Realize this, ladies and gentlemen, that immigrants arrive in this country, not only the illegals at 3 million per year, but 1 million to 1.5 million per year legally. That's over 4 million per year. And if I may make this very didactic statement, when the rate of immigration exceeds the rate of assimilation, it is a recipe for the breakdown of any civilization.
And that's exactly what our leaders want. You see, their loyalty is not to America. Till you understand the mentality of the globalists, you can't understand anything. Go ahead, Frosty.
Exactly. And so what you're seeing is that your very foundation of your U.S. Constitution, brought to us by James Madison and John Adams and certainly Thomas Jefferson and all the great constitutionalists back in that time, it was a brilliant piece of paper. It has worked for 230 years, and now you're seeing it dismantled by your president, by such men as McCain and Kennedy and all those up there in the Congress. And of course, the crisis is the people that are coming into this country come from third world countries. They are not assimilating. They do not and have no educational determination. They are creating the American nightmare instead of the American dream. And in fact, if you went to many of these cities, whether it's Miami right now, where they scream out that they are Cuban, not Mexican. I mean, they're Cuban, not American, and they speak nothing but Spanish. You would be insulted if you spoke English in Miami right now. You would be abused in a restaurant. They would make fun of you. And I've gotten thousands of emails to that effect. We could make the United States and Hispanic Quebec without much effort. The key is to celebrate diversity rather than unity. Benjamin Schwartz said in the Atlantic Monthly recently, the apparent success of our own multi-ethnic and multicultural experiment might have been achieved not by tolerance, but by hegemony. Without the dominance that once dictated ethnocentrically and what it meant to be an American, we are left only with tolerance and pluralism to hold us together. Well, if you look at the kinds of separation of apartheid culturally, linguistically, and ethnically, watch what happens as these numbers grow to not the 20 million illegal aliens that we have today and more. What happens when we get 40 million or 50 and 60 million? Because, again, if we get the guest worker program, we're going to find an immediate, if half those illegals have wives, 10 million wives will jump into this country legally with the Specter or McCain bill or the Kennedy bill or even the Hagel and Martinez bill. And then they will have no less than 3 and up to 6 kids per woman, so we'll then dump another at least 18 million up to 30 million kids into our school systems. At the very least. And then, of course, with the 10 years or 6 years of that visa, you'll have half the other 10 million illegal aliens will then father at least, what, 2 kids? That's 20 million more kids right there. Ladies and gentlemen, we're looking at a massive flood of children into our schools that don't speak English. Their parents are functionally illiterate in English and in Spanish, and we're going to try to keep those 4 factors that keep a republic moving forward. It's not going to happen. And so, again, you can see as I paint this picture, as I connect the dots for you, the kind of grave circumstances that we face. Next point by Lamb. I would encourage all immigrants to keep their own language and culture. I would replace the melting pot metaphor with a salad bowl metaphor. It is important to ensure that we have various cultural subgroups living in America reinforcing their differences rather than as Americans emphasizing their similarities, unquote. Now, if you see that and appreciate that as it manifests itself in our own cities, look at it where it is in Holland. Muslims killed Theo van Gogh 2 years ago because he offered an expose on a film showing the brutality of Muslim women by their husbands. And then, of course, if you looked at 60 Minutes just last week, you showed where the Dutch now have closed their borders. They're actually repatriating all of the illegals in that country. And they are making sure that any new immigrants, which is highly restricted now, must speak Dutch before they can even come into the country. They won't even tolerate, because what they have is an unbelievable Middle Eastern enclave and so much violence and so much. I spoke to a Dutch lady who rode on a bicycle with me for 5 days last summer across Denmark and Germany, and she said we're going to, she was a teacher, Annika Bas was her name, and she said we are going to have a civil war in Holland within 3 to 5 years. It will be us against the immigrants. Ladies and gentlemen, that's the kinds of consequences they're facing. And France, of course, has already had a nightmare of firebombings. Sweden is having unbelievable consequences of rapes and murders by these Muslim men who go out, and just because a Swedish girl doesn't have a head scarf or she's wearing a bikini, they literally say that that invites them to rape her, and the rapes in that country are humongous. The United Kingdom is suffering the same kinds of consequences with its immigrant horde of 2 million. And again, the multiculturalism is failing, and the ability to assimilate is being overwhelmed so much so that Europe is being changed into, and countries like France are being changed into something other than French. Do we want that here in America? Number four, Lamb said, I would make our fastest growing demographic group the least educated. I would add a second underclass, unassimilated, undereducated, and antagonistic to our population. And I would have this second underclass have a 50% dropout rate from high school. As I said, Denver, Colorado, 65% dropout rate. And as a matter of fact, Tina Grigo, who is a fellow journalist here, and she works for the Rocky Mountain News, and she reported just last year, North High School teachers estimate only half of the student body of 1,400 regularly attend classes, unquote. When you lose that aspect of education, you literally promote the dumbing down or the non-education of our youth. Who do you think is going to carry on a kind of a first world Republican form of government recently to have those people carry on the society? And if you look at third world countries, which I've traveled through many, many of them, there is only a high class and a low class, and the low class is highly and totally and completely uneducated and illiterate. And that's why they like it that way, because they get to stay on top of the pile no matter how bad it is. And so when you think about Bush and you think about those at the top right now, they will not have to deal with what we will have to deal with: the crime, the disease, the lack of hygiene, the consequences socially, the medical systems collapsing, and it's already happening. And so that is another destructive aspect that's going to really make us pay. The fifth point for destroying America would be to get big foundations and businesses to give efforts to of lots of money to these causes. I would invest in ethnic identity, and I would establish the cult of victimology. I would get all minorities to think their lack of success was the fault of the majority. I would start a grievance industry, blame minority failure on the majority population, unquote. And of course, if anybody can see what's happening when you have half of African Americans drop out of high school or flunk out.
We'll be right back with Frosty Wolverine.
Tapes of the preceding show are available by calling 1-800-205-6245, the American Freedom Network. Article 4, the right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrant shall be issued but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the places to be searched and the persons or things to be seized.
Pure drinking water is essential to a healthy life, and everyone using the British Birkfield and Berkey series of water filters will benefit by adding the PF4 reduction elements to their system. The PF4 works to help absorb MTBE, fluoride, lead, and arsenic, as well as DBCPs, THMs, and various pesticides and herbicides, and heavy metal ions. A set of four PF4 filters are available for only $85 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245.
Are you trying to make sense of a world gone mad? Can rising interest rates, huge budget and trade deficits, American jobs shift to China, and open borders really be good for America? Can a collapsing dollar, skyrocketing fuel prices, minimum wage jobs, and a wrecked social security system really lead us into economic prosperity? Who's going to buy your 401k as the baby boomers retire, selling out 70% of the U.S. equity markets when they go? Don't get caught holding the bag. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 480-575-7525. We offer all forms of gold and silver shipped and delivered at the utmost privacy at the most competitive pricing in the country. Nobody does it better. Call 480-575-7525 and we'll be happy to quote your prices or send you out a free brochure. Remember, hard assets will be there when all else fails. Call 480-575-7525 and you'll be treated with honesty and respect. You've got my word on it. I'm Eric Cederstrom, CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network, our guest this morning, Frosty Woolridge. Frosty, do you have a website or anything you'd like to get out on the program?
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, you can go to frostywooldridge.com, FrostyWooldridge.com, and there's a 26-point action letter there you can circulate to all your friends. The key is I'm trying to create counter-critical mass of Americans who are going to vote these scoundrels out of office next November. There's 33 senatorial jobs up, and, of course, the House of Representatives. Vote anybody who's not an incumbent, except for maybe J.D. Hayworth and Ron Paul of Texas, J.D. Hayworth of Arizona, and certainly Tom Tancredo, a man I highly respect here in Colorado. But let's toss the rest of them out, because if we don't, the same old thing will continue, and we will see our country sink into the morass of a third-world nation. And also, please, join numbersusa.com. That's numbersusa.com. Roy Beck is a personal friend of mine. He runs it. And you can have pre-written faxes. You choose one of three every week sent in, and you can also become part of the phone call brigade. And, in fact, the organization is so fantastic, 50,000 people have joined it just in the last 4 weeks. 50,000 Americans are that scared. And they bring in well over all the total of the members of Numbers USA now bring to the Congress and the Senate and the House and the President over 1.3 million faxes and phone calls. And I'm going to, this summer, on my 21st Century Paul Revere ride, I'm going to motorcycle from Denver through all 48 states and end up on August the 12th in Washington, D.C. to make speeches. And along the way, I'm going to educate Americans and show them how to stop this invasion of our country by simply becoming part of the counter-critical mass. And you can go to that website, 21stcenturypaulrevereride.us, and I have T-shirts that are fantastic. They create all sorts of discussion, and it has a great logo. And anyway, or you can write me and my website, and I will certainly answer any questions. And the key here is that we all get together on this. I don't care if you're a grandmother or a grandfather, a mother or father, if you're a teenager, if you're a college kid, if you're a man or a woman, if you're black, red, white, brown, Hispanic, or otherwise. This is your country, and this is your future. And just think, if you were looking at another 50, 60 million people from foreign countries that speak different languages, you're going to see a major conflict that we will not be able to solve, and they'll become irreversible and unsolvable, and all of us will suffer.
It's exactly what the politicians want.
Exactly.
They want so they can play one group against the other.
Exactly. Let's go to the next point here, how to destroy America. The sixth plan for America's downfall would be to include dual citizenship and promote divided loyalties. Lamb said, I would celebrate diversity over unity. I would stress differences rather than similarities. Diverse people worldwide are mostly engaged in hating each other. That is, when they are not killing each other. A diverse, peaceful, or stable society is against most historical precedent. People undervalue the unity it takes to keep a nation together. And therefore, let me just share this with you. Look over in Iraq right now. The Kurds and the Shiites and the Sunnis are at each other's throats, and they're killing each other. It's not, they're having a civil war now that they would have had whether we broke up Saddam Hussein or not, because they just don't like each other. They should really separate that nation into three nations, because they will never change the animosities. If you look at Israel and you look at Palestine, if you look at Lebanon, look at the unbelievable damage and the chaos of the different languages and all the diversity. It just simply doesn't work. It's proven it doesn't work. It doesn't work in Paris, France. It doesn't work in Sydney, Australia. And it will not work in this country, because when those forces gain greater numbers and the separation begins and the linguistic apartheid begins even at greater violent levels, we're going to be like you see it over there in Palestine and Israel, because we're going to have the same kind of bombers and suicide persons in our own country.
And I would just comment that in Iraq today, there are 100,000 people who've had to pick up and move from their homes from the Shia area to the Sunni area, from the Sunni area out of the Shia area. Why? Because of the ethnic violence that we have created there by destroying the structure of their government.
Right.
And we're playing one group against the other. 100,000 people. They're not talking about that here. These are people that we've come to liberate, and 100,000 people have lost their homes, had to move into different areas. This is the chaos that we've created in Iraq, and believe me, soon it'll be here in America, unless the American people wake up to the fact that they know how to play one group against the other, and this is all carefully planned. They know what they're doing. They just don't want the public to know.
Exactly. Now, Lamb continued, and he said, next to last, I would place all subjects off limits. Make it taboo to talk about anything against the cult of diversity and multiculturalism. I would find a word similar to the word heretic in the 16th century that stopped discussion and paralyzed thinking. Words like racist or xenophobe halt discussion and debate. And, of course, all Americans back up against the wall because of that one, because certainly because of the 60s and Dr. Martin Luther King and our history of the slavery and so forth. But let me tell you, at this juncture, anti-American groups like La Raza, Maldeef, LULAC, and Mecha, and Chirla, which are pro-illegal alien Mexican groups on U.S. soil, scream racism if anyone protests their illegal migration. But, in fact, their groups promote illegality and racism to the highest degrees. Now, finally, he says, having made America a bilingual, bicultural country, having established multiculturalism, having the large foundations from the doctrine of victimology, I would make it next to impossible to enforce our immigration laws. I would develop a mantra that because immigration has been good for America, it has always been good, and it will always be good. I would make every individual immigrant sympatric and ignore the cumulative impact of millions of them. And finally, in his speech, of course, he finished up with, I would also censor Victor Davis Hanson's book, Mexifornia. His book is dangerous. It exposes the plan on how to destroy America. If you feel America deserves to be destroyed, don't read that book. Ladies and gentlemen, if you feel or you want to watch America be destroyed, simply don't do anything. And, of course, there was no applause. It was chilling what he talked about. He said, every discussion has been suppressed before this time. And over 100 languages are ripping at the foundation of our country. The barbaric cultures that we are embracing in this country because of diversity include female genital mutilation, which is horrific, terror, horse tripping, cockfighting, dog fighting, and worse. We're continuing to grow this kind of diversity.
We're out of time, Frosty. God bless. Thanks so much. Talk to you later.
Okay, thank you, Dr.
Bye-bye.
Bill of Rights, Article 1. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of a religion, or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Article 2. A well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms, shall not be infringed.
Pain, it can really affect your day. If you're looking for a natural way to help with your pain, Healthy Nature's NutriPain may be just for you. Whole dried herbs are specially blended to help ease your muscles or sore joints. A 60-capsule bottle is just $12.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 and ask for Healthy Nature's NutriPain.
American Biotech Labs, a world leader in silver technology, introduces Silver Biotics, a patented silver supplement that's the ultimate immune system support. Doctor recommended and a natural alternative. Dr. Ken Friedman, a medical research writer and author of the book The New Silver Solution, states, Silver Biotics is 96.8% bioavailable and can safely be used every day to support a healthy immune system. To order your Silver Biotics, call 1-800-205-6245. That's 1-800-205-6245.
Buffalo Bill Cody, frontiersman, buffalo hunter, showman, not exactly a guy who was easily entertained. That's why he spent so much time in Denver. There was always something going on, just like today. From world-class sports, shopping, performing arts, museums, and restaurants, Denver has it all. Why go anywhere else? Invite your family to experience a Mile High Energy, too. Find visitor specials for the holidays, New Year's, and beyond at denver.org. sponsored by the Denver Metro Convention and Visitors Bureau and aired in cooperation with the Colorado Broadcasters Association and this station.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network. I hope you enjoyed Frosty. I asked him to come on because I specifically wanted you to hear that talk. I think that's so important. You have to understand all of this is being used to destroy America. The battle is not in Iraq. Our boys are fighting. They're just being used over there as cannon fodder, as a great distraction as we move away from freedom here at home. The attack is on America, and to make us become a bicultural, bilingual society, they can play one group against the other. There are people who believe in world government. This is what it's all about, a new world order, a new world religion, a new world financial system, and behind them, powerful spiritual forces. We have some great material. We have a great four-tape set on immigration, the immigration invasion. We have the book, Importing Revolution, written by a congressional aide, going into how this whole thing is being funded by the Ford Foundation, other great tax-exempt foundations, intent upon destroying America. The book, Foundations, Their Power and Influence, which written in 1958, but it is so apropos today, going into how the great foundations were funding communism and socialism right here in America, all during the first half of the 20th century. Understand, communism was simply a front, a distraction. The war against communism was as phony as a $3 bill because we were always financing and directing both sides. You need to get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, which tells you about Bella Dodd, who was a member of the Central Committee of the Communist Party, a dedicated communist, until she found out that the people who were in charge of the Communist Party here in America were living in the Waldorf Astoria, and they were leading capitalists, and then she suddenly realized all of her dreams and everything she believed in was a lie. Communism was created as a diversion so we would not see what's going on, just as exactly as the war on terrorism has been created. I mean, if they're already all these terrorists who want to destroy America from within, why haven't there been any major attacks since September 11th of 2001? They simply because they knew that attack was coming and they let it happen. And, of course, they have the entire Islamic terrorist movement thoroughly infiltrated, just like they have everything else infiltrated in this country. And everybody is being watched. They're collecting dossiers on everybody. And they're listening to your telephone calls to Project Echelon, and they watch your faxes and your emails. Ladies and gentlemen, we're moving rapidly into a dictatorial society. Understand what this is about. We have books on that. NSA, Big Brother, is watching a great book going into the background of what Project Echelon is about. Understand this is not paranoia. You're only paranoid when you imagine people are against you. There really is a move to destroy America and create a one-world government. They're using America's financial and military power to bring this about. Well, can we change it? Well, first of all, you need to have a personal relationship with the Lord before you ever get involved with this battle, because it is truly a spiritual battle being fought on the political, ideological, and cultural battlefield. You need to go to our website at radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com. Get our books, the various videos, four tape sets we have, and then you need to read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, or get the video or DVD, and then, of course, our talk on the world revolution, our talk on Iraq, the untold story. You need to get our syllabuses. You need to understand what we are up against. We have in our syllabuses many of the documents. Our webpage has a great deal of information at radioliberty.com. And then we need for you to start telling others, get them to listen to our programs. You can hear us on the Internet 5 hours a day. You can hear us on shortwave 4 hours a day. And then pray for America. Pray for revival. Please pray for Radio Liberty. For our provision and protection until tomorrow at the same time. May the Lord be with you.
Now you can reach the American Freedom Network at our new P.O. Box, 1750 Johnstown, Colorado, 80534, or online at AmeriFree.com.
Sick of playing the guessing game with your vitamins? Tired of paying hundreds or even thousands of dollars for supplements that may or may not work? If you're a professional athlete or just looking for nutritional peace of mind, look no more, because you've found BioSuperfood, the next generation in supplementation. 100% natural BioSuperfood packs all your essential proteins, vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, enzymes, and many of nature's special forces you need for optimum health. Call BioAge at 877-288-9116, 877-288-9116.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall